Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Donise, D-O-N-I-S-E, Wilson. Donise Wilson is a 46-year-old woman who reports she, quote, got sick, end quote, at work in 2021, period. She was seen at AtlanticCare emergently afterwards. She states the left hand middle finger is where they did surgery on her. Parachi states this was in June of 2021 and incorporated her palm, comma, perhaps a grafting procedure, because she did have therapy after surgery, period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Wilson was seen at AtlanticCare Occupational at 6/1/21, stating her hands broke out in a rash after wearing new brand of gloves at work on 5/28/21. Her hands were itching and swollen. Appears she developed blisters that broke and was having a hard time gripping. Period. Upon exam, on both palms, the skin was peeling in circles with minor swelling but no erythema. Appears she was diagnosed with irritant contact dermatitis, for which she was prescribed on Metrodol dose pack. Apparently she was taken out of work due to her elevated blood pressure. Period. She returned on 6/4/21 with swelling and rash improving, but she was unable to get the Metrodol until late the previous evening and started it this morning. Period. Upon observation, the right hand palm and fingers had dried areas where blisters broke open, but no open areas. Apparently there was some swelling, but she was able to make a fist, but had a tight left hand, better with no open wound, and swelling was better. Period. She was to finish the Metrodol dose pack. Period. New paragraph on 6/9/21. A utilization review was performed, documenting a diagnosis of left long finger flexor tendinitis. Per the anticipated procedure was incision and irrigation and debridement of the left long finger. Period. She had gone to the emergency room on 6/8/21. Period. They noted she was transferred from AtlanticCare to the Cooper Emergency Department for left third digit pain and swelling. Period. She reported waking up the previous day with acute finger pain with swelling and erythema. Period. She reported she wore gloves a few. Hours prior and developed a new allergic reaction and dermatitis due to that. Period. She had no prior history of allergies. Period. Her current pain is limited to the left third digit, worse with passive flexion and extension. Period. She never had this before. Period. She has rashes limited to the palmar and dorsal aspects of both hands, but that were non-tender. Period. Prior to transfer, she was given a dose of vancomycin in the emergency room. Not vancomycin. Period. In the emergency room, she was hemodynamically stable without a leukocytosis. Period. Exam found erythema and warmth of the left third digit. Period. She had significant pain with passive flexion and extension of the digit. Where there was a rash noted in an unspecified distribution. Her temperature was 98.1 degrees Fahrenheit, and her oxygen saturation was 100%. Period. Her, scratch that, she underwent x-rays of the hand that showed prominent soft tissue swelling of the third digit without bony destructive changes. Paired, there was curvilinear density at the volar aspect of the third proximal interphalangeal joint. Paired, this could represent an avulsion fracture, comma, post-traumatic calcification, comma, or possibly post-traumatic ossification. Paired, there was also scapholunate dissociation. Paired, CBC was normal. A scratch that was abnormal for MCHC, comma, percent lymphocytes, comma, and percent monocytes, but all other components were within normal limits. Her glucose was 111, but the basic metabolic panel was otherwise normal. She was diagnosed with left third digit tenosynovitis, for which she would be formally seen by orthopedics in the morning. Period, it was anticipated she would have to go to the emergency room. Period. She also was rendered a diagnosis of latex allergy. Period. She denied any recent trauma to the hand or finger. Period, she denied any fever or chills. Period. They elaborated a further social history of living with her mother in a three-story home with five steps and a bedroom bathroom on the second floor. Period. She worked as a toll collector on the Atlantic City Expressway exit 17. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Franco, F-R-A-N-C-O, saw her on 10/14/21. Period. He noted she was status post drainage of the left long finger infection in the tendon sheath. Period. Pain level was 10/10, with pressure improved with occupational therapy. Period. The surgery was done on 6/8/21. Period. On this visit, her physical exam found her able to flex and extend all fingers at the DIP and PIP joints. She was able to retropulse the thumb and abduct all fingers against resistance. There was tenderness and palpation about the palm. Her scars were healing. The PIP joint was 70 degrees of flexion. She was to continue with aggressive occupational therapy and remain out of work. Period. In paragraph on 2/11/22, Ms. Wilson was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room. Period. She was okay to work light duty, effective 2/28/22. She was going to undergo two more weeks of work hardening in occupational therapy. She followed up on 3/18/22. And was able to make a full fist now. Period, her scars were healing. Period, she was okay to return to work on 4/11/22 with no restrictions. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a scar on the left palm at the third metacarpal phalangeal crease. Period, it was 1 inch inferior to that crease. Period, there was no tenderness or puffiness, but there was some thickening and firmness, measuring 1/4 by 1/2 inch. Period, there was no erythema exudate, discharge, or warmth. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal. Hand dynamometry found cogwheeling on the left, suggestive of limited volitional behavior. Period. Impressions. Denise Wilson alleges to have injured her left long finger at work. Period. There are some discrepancies as to the mechanism from which this occurred. Period. These include developing what was thought to be an allergic reaction to her latex gloves that were new. Period. She later was found to have an infection of this finger, for which she underwent incision and drainage. Period. She had occupational therapy post-operatively. Period. She was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity in April of 2022. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found healed scarring on the left palm of surface. Period. There were no signs of infection. Period. She had full range of motion of all of her fingers, with intact, fine and gross hand manipulation. Period. Sensory and strength testing was unremarkable. Period. However, with jammer hand dynamometry on the left, there was some cogwheeling. Period. This case represents 3%. Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand without regard to cause. Period. It is curious that if she developed contact dermatitis, it would be only on one hand. Presuming she wore the same gloves on both. Period. Nevertheless, she has been able to return to work in a full duty capacity in the same position she held with the insured. Period. She does elaborate that she did have allergy tests that showed positivity for latex and vinyl. Period. She now uses nitrile gloves. Period. When wearing her work gloves, initially the skin on the palms sloughed off. Period. And that is the end.